their own adversity and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yes, today is the day we're going to cross-reference some scriptures in the New Testament to talk about what Abraham saw on that third day when he lifted up his eyes in Genesis chapter 22. What did he see that brought forth transformation in his situation? What did he see? In John the Baptist, in John chapter 1, yeah, verse 29, tells us, the next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Notice what he says now. John the Baptist knows Jesus.
Yes.
But he doesn't say, "Hey, there's my cousin Jesus."
Yeah.
He says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." It doesn't say sins. Mm. It says sin. Because all sins are sin.
Sin.
He takes away the sin of the world.
The Lamb.
Jesus is being identified as the Lamb of God. Mm. In Genesis chapter 22, said the Lord will provide for himself
the Lamb.
A lamb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Lamb. Mm-hmm. The Lamb of God. not Isaac. Mm-hmm. Isaac is not the Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He was not the Lamb. Mm-hmm. A type and shadow. But not the Lamb. He ain't going to be offered up for my sin and your sin as no burnt offering, my friend. Mm-hmm. The Lamb of God. John the Baptist, give us an insight and tell us the name that Jesus Christ was truly the Lamb of God. Go ahead.
In Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at verse 17, by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, "In Isaac your seed shall be called," concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. So let's unpack that.
Go
there.
Ahead.
So by faith, Abraham, he was tested by who? God.
Yes.
He was given explicit directions to take his son, his only son that he loves, which is Isaac, and to bring him to a specific place to offer him onto the Lord. So Abraham was obedient in doing that. Mm-hmm. And as he traveled the journey of faith on the third day, Genesis chapter 22 tells us that he lifted his eyes and he was able to begin to see something different.
Yes.
Where now he has the realization, he makes the conclusion, as it says in Hebrews verse 19, concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. So basically, if God did it once, God is able to do it again.
Yes.
If God brought forth Isaac from the deadness of Sarah's womb and the oldness of Abraham, he's able to raise him up against any adversity, anything that may be transpiring. So he has this assurance now in Genesis chapter 22, verse 4, then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. So after he sees this, he sees the third day resurrection, he sees ahead of time Jesus crucified on the cross. He sees the Lamb of God ahead of time. He's able to see through the eyes of faith, which cross now way over time, because from Genesis 22 to John and Hebrews and such, that's thousands of years transpired and passed, but he's able to see through the lens of faith that which God promised coming to pass.
I go back to that Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17, when it says that you raise him up, Go ahead. Mm. Read that part.
Verse 19, concluding that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative
That's
sense.
That's what he saw, man. He saw it cool. Mm-hmm. Because God raised back who up? Mm-hmm. Jesus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. God raised Jesus mm-hmm. back up from the dead. Mm-hmm. He concluded the whole thing. Ooh, he was a happy camper going up mm-hmm. to Mount. Mm-hmm. Up on that mountain now with his son, because he concluded, aha, what's going to happen? Because God has the Lamb. The Lamb of God is not Isaac, because Isaac is the one descendant that the world shall be blessed through, mm-hmm. his seed. So how, and if, he says that, and even if physically I killed him, God will raise him up, mm-hmm. like what I see Jesus. Mm-hmm. 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 You understand? He had already got the picture of Jesus Christ. So mm-hmm. even if I physically kill him, God will raise him back up. Mm-hmm. So I'm good. I'm good anyway. We're going back. We're going back. Hallelujah.
So we're going to pick up in John chapter 4?
Yes.
Okay. So in John chapter 4, there's a conversation that's taken place between the woman in the well and Jesus. And he identifies himself to her as being the one who knew Abraham before he even was.
Yes.
And she says, wait a second now. How can that be? You're not even 50 years old. How could you say that you know Abraham? That before he was, you was. He said, that doesn't make sense chronologically. Mm-hmm. By time, by the natural world, that doesn't make any sense.
Because Jesus was around mm-hmm. when Abraham was around. Mm-hmm. I know Jesus is a saint that he knew Abraham.
That's in John chapter 4, starting at verse 21. Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. The woman said to him, I know the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all these things. Jesus said to her, who speak to you am he. And at this point, his disciples came and marveled that he had talked with this young woman. Yet no one said, what do you seek, or why are you talking to her? So he has this conversation with her, and he reveals to her that he was before Abraham. He's verifying Genesis chapter 22, what was seen ahead of time, what Abraham was able to see ahead of time.
Amen. I just want to bring out another point why Abraham probably had a tremendous amount of faith. God promised Abraham that he would be the father of many nations, and that he could look at the stars, and that's how many nations that there were going to be. So Isaac couldn't die. So he also knew that in his heart, that Isaac had to live in order for his people to grow and become the father of many nations. So that's another point that we bring out, that how Abraham had the faith that Isaac was not going to die.
He wasn't going to die, because he saw that through the eyes of faith. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because we already give a definition of faith, that faith is seeing it before you see it. So you have to be able to see what God is doing before you really see it physically manifest. Mm-hmm. You have to be able, through the eyes of faith, to see what God is doing before you see it physically manifest. So we declare we walk by faith and not by sight, mm-hmm. not by how we feel.
Mm-hmm. He didn't waver at the promise. He continued to go forth. In Romans chapter 4, where we were last week, beginning at verse 16, therefore it is of faith, that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. And therefore, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification. So the same faith that brought Isaac to pass is the same faith now that Abraham has to exercise during this time of testing. You know, we always have to go back into the prayer of remembrance, the prayer of thanksgiving, that God, with what God has already done, what God has already brought us through. And when we go over that, we're strengthening ourselves in the word. We're strengthening ourselves in our own testimony, in our own victories, to be able to prevail into the next phase of the journey, to continue to live in the faith zone. Yeah. To continue to live in the faith zone, we have to fund it with the previous victories that we've had in faith.
That's right.
Because when we do that, we're like, we're charging ourselves up with faith.
Yes.
We're charging ourselves up with faith that we have experienced, not just faith that we heard about, but faith that we've utilized, yes, that we've went through seasons of, well, I'm just going by faith. I'm not going by what it looks like, because if I was going by what it looks like, I would easily, you know, give up. I'm walking by faith. And then we see how we walk through by faith. It brings forth the full manifestation of what God has already showed us by the Spirit. And then we continue to advance from glory to glory. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. WMIE.
I've got a friend closer than a brother. There is no judgment, oh, how he loves me. I've got a friend, and he is my strength. He is my portion. With me in the valley, with me in the fire, with me in the storm. God really loves us. Hallelujah.
mercy's enough.